You're listening to the Beer House Podcast. I'm Dan.
I'm Rob.
That is Rob.
I am Rob. And you are Dan.
Exactly. And we are
the Beer House Podcast.
And it's just us two once again tonight with a few beers we've got from one specific brewery.
Amazing. I want to hear about this brewery that we're talking about tonight.
They're based out of London, Ontario.
Okay.
Canada.
Sweet.
They are Storm State Brewery.
We have not had these
guys. We have not had them before.
This is something new.
This is a debut for Storm State. I've been to the brewery quite a few times, and I've never been disappointed with any of their beers. They're actually very, very good.
Okay, so I'm going to have to be impressed by them all.
I hope so.
Oh, I know so.
Well, better be.
Better be, or I'm just going to get out of this Beer House Podcast and not take on any new people anymore.
You're going to walk out mid-recording like, fuck this, I'm out.
No, I'm out. Mic drop.
But yeah, well, let's get to our first one here. So,
what is it? An IPA, Danny?
No.
To start off with?
This is a apple pie sour.
Apple pie sour. Okay. Yes. Here we go.
It is called Core Memory Apple Pie Sour. It's got apple, cinnamon, nutmeg, clove, allspice, ginger, graham cracker, and vanilla.
Wow, that's a lot of little things.
Quite a few. Hopefully we taste them all. We'll see. Label wise,
interesting.
Yes, very interesting. Definitely. It's 5.2% alcohol, by the way.
How do we explain it?
Yeah, I don't know how we're gonna explain this one. I'm gonna try. So it's like a greenish blue, not turquoise, more green in the background. You've got like these kind of all these shapes that are in different colors of sorts. So you got like semicircles, you got like a square. And you've got like almost like a triangle, but like a slice of watermelon, it looks like. So you got the triangle with the
around.
And
a whole bunch of different
shapes. And the colors are like red, beige,
stripes,
green, black, brown.
Diagonal stripes.
Yeah, diagonal stripes. Just everywhere along the whole, super around weird. The whole can. It's almost like a kaleidoscope kind of thing.
It's pretty cool. I mean, something different.
Yeah.
Maybe they're trying to get something across there, so. You know, core memory, try to remember these and then, you know, take it away and see if you can mix and match and put it together again.
Yeah, it's quite possible. That's most likely what it is. But if that was the case, I'd probably fail.
Yeah, that's pure failure there.
Yeah, there's no way.
Unnecessary. That's why we're on the Beer House Podcast.
Yeah, so we're just going to drink it, but we're going to rate the label first.
So the label rating at the moment, I don't know. I'm on the fence on this one. So I'd give it like 6.5.
Okay. I'm going to give it a 7. I think it's pretty cool.
You understand
it's interesting.
It.
Yeah, I mean, it's even if you don't, it just looks abstract, right?
You're feeling it.
Yeah, kind of. So it's kind of neat. There's at least something to it. It's not super plain.
Look at you.
So it kind of reminds me of another brewery that we've featured in the past called Halo, where they have a lot of shapes in their logo, in their graphics.
Yes, they do.
In their artwork, sorry.
But these guys are, it's different.
It's a little different, but kind of reminds me of that.
But that's cool.
Let's open it up.
Let's see what it's all about, Danny. As you said, you've had him before, so I take this on as like a challenge right now.
Okay.
Is it going to be as good as Danny said?
Well, I haven't had this one in particular. Filtered. So yeah, this is filtered. This looks like a lager, basically.
Okay.
It's a light yellow filter.
Yeah, straight up.
Again, I had. No, these ones, I may have had one of them. I can't remember.
Lager.
But it's been a long time. All right. Cheers.
Cheers. Two lagers.
Two sour ales. I definitely smelled the cinnamon. I get a little bit of cinnamon in the taste.
Cinnamon's there. Yep. Citrus is there.
Get a little bit of nutmeg, too.
Nutmeg, okay.
Yeah, more apple, not really citrus, but I know what you're talking about. It's kind of a little bit citrusy. Like
it comes from somewhere.
It's not really sour per se, but it is very tasty.
It is nice.
Like, it's surprising. Like, if you looked at it, you'd be like, not impressed so much.
Yet. No.
Because when you read the label, you expect it to be like, you know, like maybe like a darker color or brighter or something, right?
Something, but
or
this
like
is,
more brown. This just looks like a regular beer.
This kind of look steers you wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But the taste is infinitely good.
Yeah, very tasty.
That 6.5 on the label, yes, that was one thing. But, I mean, the rating on the actual beer, I give this an 8.
Yeah, I'd say about the same. Very good.
8, it's good.
Yeah,
like, really good beer. I would drink this again for sure.
Yeah, it's good. Like, it's good winter beer, but it's also a good summer beer.
You know, yeah, like, okay.
Not too bad. And, I mean, for 5.2%, it's a small can, too, so you don't
have to... drink this any time of year.
Yeah, you could.
It just depends on when they make it. Or is this, like, a staple?
No, this, I think, part of the, like, it's just, you know...
Oh, it's a...
I mean, I've looked at their... rotation. Yeah, I've looked at their beer lists from time to time. It's the first time I've seen this one.
Okay.
But I don't know if it's, like, new for them, but good job either way. So, yeah, this is great.
Yeah. I'm on board.
Yeah, totally. So, see? London, Ontario, Canada, Storm State.
So far, so good, guys.
Yeah.
Cheers to that.
Definitely cheers to it. One thing, though, is I believe they used to ship, because you can buy it online, but now I don't think they offer that option anymore, so you have to actually get it in the brewery. So you kind of got to be in that area, or if you make a special trip out. If you're in Ontario, Canada, though, and you're, like, say, in Toronto or, I don't know, any of the kind of major type of cities, drive out to London. Just do it.
Why not?
There are, like, I don't know, 6 or 7 breweries there anyways. This is one of the better ones, obviously, but...
Probably hop at least 2 of them, maybe 3 if you can.
Yeah.
Maybe just pick up a few beers each. I don't see why not.
Why wouldn't you? Try them out and then see if we're right. And if you don't agree, blame Rob.
Exactly. Because you gave the suggestion, blame me.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well,
that's how it works, right?
I got it.
Okay.
That's fine. What are we on to next, Danny?
Yeah, we are going to move on to a snack.
Snacks.
Yep, this one is a little bit different.
This is interesting.
This, okay. Yeah.
This is pretty cool.
This is from Japan. They are Doritos, but they're cup-style Doritos, so they literally look like...
Really cool, guys.
Like a regular drinking cup, like a paper drinking cup.
If I saw this shit on Fortino's shelf, you would be in my freaking cart easily. I'd grab one of each.
Yeah, you definitely...
I'd have to just try it.
Yeah, why not, right? I mean, it's... That's instead of putting it in a bag, yeah, it's in a cup. It's almost like those, like the red cups, forget the name, the Dixie cups.
Yes.
Similar to that. It is smoked cheese flavor.
Okay.
But they look like they're sticks. They look like cinnamon. Sticks. Like, you know, cinnamon sticks?
Like a cinnamon stick, correct.
Yeah, it looks like a cinnamon stick.
Looks like a cinnamon stick, but it's a Dorito.
But it's a Dorito.
Throwing you off right now.
Totally
crazy. In a cup.
In a cup, and the packaging, it's like, you know, like an orange background to signify the cheese.
That's right.
It's a gradient that kind of goes into like a brownish red at the bottom.
It's proper Doritos.
You have a picture of the Doritos there. It says Doritos cup style.
Yeah.
You have some of the Japanese writing mixed with the English. We do have this flavor and another flavor that we're going to feature, but I decided with smoked cheese for tonight, so let's give it a shot. But before we do so, once again, let's rate it. Typical Doritos,
yeah,
you recognize it anywhere because their label with the logo.
Eight.
Yeah, I'd say 8 as well.
8. It's just, you know what it is.
Yep. I mean, it's got the triangle. It's got the, you know, the white Doritos cross.
It's Doritos. Doritos
font. Yes. Yeah,
it's a brand that everybody knows globally.
But then you read Doritos cup style and you're like,
what? And you're like, cup style? What the hell is that? Wait a second. I have to get one of those.
Okay. They're a little smaller than I thought they would be, but.
They're probably the size of what? What you're looking at in the picture, maybe?
Yeah, about that. I'm gonna take 2.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, let's see what these are all about.
It's like a munchies out.
These are like pastas.
Yeah, they look like pasta. Exactly.
Looks like pasta, guys.
I mean, they're good.
They're like...
I don't taste the smoked cheese, though.
Almost like a crisper. Kind of like crisper.
Yeah, like, I mean, obviously you get the corn snack and everything, but... It's a light cheese, though. It's not like a heavy...
It's a very light cheese. When you pop these things in your mouth, you get more of a crunch. Light flavor. Great snack.
Okay, take back about the smoke. I got, like, a hint of it right at the end on the second one. But not a ton.
Probably have to hit up a few. It's going to start feeling...
Probably.
The tinge of it on your tongue. Because these things are kind of small.
Still not too bad, though. Just not what I expected.
I'm happy with them. I mean, they're in a cup. They're secure, fast, and I mean, they're exactly what you're supposed to get. So, good for me. I like that crunch, so.
Yeah, I definitely do, too.
That's good. I'll give that guy an 8.5.
Yeah, I'm going to go with an 8. Solid 8 on it. Still good. Right. I'd eat it again.
I love Doritos, so I mean, at the end of the day.
Doritos are like my kryptonite.
And I mean, if there's more... variations of this style of Doritos, you would have more. But I mean, you have another flavor, but I mean another style other than the cup version.
Yeah, yeah.
Like there's so many. Like, what the hell?
It's crazy. And there's I think there's only ever been one flavor Doritos I've had that I could not stand.
Okay.
But they weren't like a regular flavor. They were like some kind of pineapple.
Oh no!
Meat. It was just disgusting. It's the wrong ones. They were disgusting. They were terrible. These guys
are like
really
really good.
Fantastic.
Happy with them.
Yeah, pleasantly surprised. So, let's keep it rolling and go with our next beer.
Sounds good. What have we got up next? Is it an IPA? This one or double IPA?
Yeah, we're going to go with a single IPA on this one.
Singles. Only singles. No doubles.
No doubles today.
Okay, hit it up.
It is a New England IPA called Maverick, and it's a showcase of crush hops.
All right.
The label, it's black with neon reddish kind of like a stripe that goes into almost like two types of triangles.
Pretty cool.
Almost like a triangle spiral of sorts.
It is. It looks like it's kind of in and out, hooked together.
Yeah, right?
It is. It's like looped together almost like a chain. But in a triangle format.
And then it finishes off with the line on the other side.
Really cool.
Which takes it right away, all the way around. This one is 6.2%.
Okay.
And it is a New England style. I don't know if I mentioned that before, but if I did, that's two times.
Perfect.
Yeah, not too bad. It's a little different from the last label. I think it's a little fancier just because of the colors.
I think they kept it easy on the eyes on this one.
Yeah, it's easy, but like the colors are
vibrant, distinct.
Yeah, exactly, distinct. So
vibrant, distinct. Overall, very, very nice.
I get that.
Even the pattern itself is very nice. So
yeah, it's cool. I'm gonna give it 7.5.
Yeah. 7.6. 7.6.
I had to say mine first because I knew what he was gonna do.
Yeah. I was going to give it like a 7.85, but 7.6.
7.6, eh? Just to undermine my 7.5?
Just exactly.
I figured. All right. Let's
I was going to give it like a further explanation on everything and how I give my ratings, but no, not at the moment. I'm not going to wait for you to rate them anymore. I'll rate them first.
Okay. All right.
And then we're going to see what you say.
We'll have a race. Who rates it first?
Oh, because I know what you're going to rate it. So then I'm just going to rate it just above what you're going to rate it and see what number you come up with.
I mean, we'll see.
We'll see.
So this one, it's a hazy yellow.
Oh, cool.
Not so much like an orange, but more of a yellow in color.
This one's very cool. Yeah. Fun. Citrusy.
You smell the citrus in there?
Maybe.
Smell a little bit of more tropical.
Sure.
Yeah, kind of like a pineapple, maybe a little bit of mango, and then maybe some grapefruit.
Mango. Hell, where are you? How do you smell this shit? Like,
yeah, I can smell a little bit. Yeah, think of mango and then smell.
You're daydreaming about this. That's why you think that there is because
smells,
you read it.
It smells kind of mango-ish to me, dude. Mango-ish.
All right, guys.
Cheers. Again, solid IPA.
Not a mango in it.
No, the taste is not like that at all.
There's no mangoes.
Doesn't taste like how it smells
at
all.
I don't taste the mango there, Dan. I don't taste no mangoes. It tastes good.
It's a citrusy. I get like maybe hints of grapefruit, and then I get a little bit maybe a stone fruit. Dies out pretty quick. It's not very. It doesn't linger on the tongue too long.
No, this is like very good.
Yeah, it's just straight up IPA.
Yeah, I give it an 8.1.
8.1?
8.1.
Like J-U-A-N? Juan?
Exactly.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to go with an 8.5. So.
Got you.
This time you're not above me.
Oh, that's fine.
That's right. You're below me, buddy.
That's fine. You must love this beer.
So much. No, it's actually, it's a really good beer. I would drink it again.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm going to grab one more of these guys.
The Doritos, yeah. I passed them to him to get rid of them because we're going to move on to our next snack in a few minutes and he took advantage and stole some, which I'm kind of regretting not getting any, but that's okay. This is a really good beer. I'm really enjoying it.
This guy's actually come up with good beer.
Yeah, they're solid.
Like different. Okay, what's the next one, man? Like this is gonna be intrigued here, because if they make this beer, we got to get the doubles, then the triples, and then
maybe more.
Do they have the whole variety then?
I don't know. I haven't checked their site in a while, but okay. If they do, maybe I'll make another trip out to London sometime soon and I'll pick some up.
But they don't ship.
No, that's why I'll have to make a trip to London and pick some up.
That's shitty.
Yeah, whatever it is.
We need to find people in every province and everywhere that there's a brewery. They pick it up for people and they ship it out for them.
Be like the go-betweens.
Hey, why not?
And if we remove those guidelines, we'll be hopefully featuring more beers from other provinces. I mean, we're trying our best to do so, but... Yeah,
it's tough.
I mean, yeah, we kind of are limited to a certain degree, but...
Unless we fly there or drive there.
Yeah, definitely. But we might have some beers from the States coming up soon. And like I said, if those guidelines get removed, we'll have some definitely, hopefully, from out west.
Wicked.
So we'll see how that goes. Speaking of beer, let's get to our next snack.
Let's see what it is, Dan. Where are we going to today?
We're going to UK.
The UK. What has the UK got for us?
Got us a white chocolate Twix.
White chocolate Twix. Okay. That's different.
Yep. It says it's made with responsibly sourced cocoa, but it's white chocolate.
White chocolate.
So I'm not sure why that's on there, but that's cool. It's a white label, and the middle of it's got the trademark gold color for the Twix wrappers have. And it does say Twix in red letters with a white outline. And it says white at the bottom in like a bubble letters in white. Very plain, but really, it kind of makes me want to buy it just because of the way the colors kind of all blend in.
Usually it's like, what the hell is the color that's usually on the background? Like a brown or like something like that?
Yeah, it's like a gold color.
It's like a gold color, right?
Yeah. It's just basically like this.
Yeah, it's flipped. So it looks wicked. I like it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I give this a solid 8.2.
Damn you. Okay, well, I'm going to give this an 8.
Gotcha.
I hate them. Yeah, so I'll give it an 8, but yeah, let's open it up and see what it's like.
Let's see what it's all about. How good it is as a Twix.
White chocolate, cookie, and caramel.
Yeah, we already know it's a Twix. Can't go wrong, but...
Do you want a full one or you want to split it?
Let's split one.
Perfect. These sticks are fairly big. There you go.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Definitely looks like a white chocolate Twix.
Wow.
Considering I've never seen one, but there's a lot of caramel in there, so that's very good. I like that. Not too bad. Definitely different because you don't have the chocolate.
White chocolate.
We get the white chocolate. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it.
Oh, it's nice.
Yeah, it's good.
This is bad for you.
Definitely bad. Thankfully, it's not very... Well, I mean,
it's just... When I say it's bad for you, you're not going to be able to just eat one. You better get 3 or 4 of these things.
Yeah, and inhale them.
Well, one at a time. Not all of them in one shot.
Really good.
Wow. You know something that good is bad. Like, you have a few of those out.
Oh, yeah.
A regular Twix, maybe people wouldn't even care. But you drop that out, that's a good chocolate.
That's extremely tasty. And I mean, it's got a lot of caramel in there.
Yeah. I give this an 8.6.
I'm giving it a 9.
9?
Mm-hmm. I like that.
That good?
But yeah. I like white chocolate, but still, it's incredible.
Okay. UK is doing a very good job, especially entertaining us with the... phenomenal treats.
Yes, they don't disappoint. And it kind of goes well with this beer right now.
Sure.
It's bringing out a little bit more of a flavor. But we're going to get to our next beer, so we're going to finish this guy quickly. And we're done. Okay.
Not fully done, but...
Well, done my glass, that is. We still have, like, maybe half a can, if that, later. The joy of these podcasts, when we're done, we get to finish off whatever beer that we like, so it's pretty cool.
It's usually most of them, but
yeah,
every now and then you get those ones that you're just like, eh.
That's what you say, but it's tough though, because most times you do like the beer and you're like, oh, great, okay.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, there's only that. Oh, there's only half left. Shit.
It's like, who's going to get it? Who's Mad Dash. Okay. This one is called Seven Fathoms.
It's Seven Fathoms. Okay, so of the sea.
Yes, it's a Baltic porter.
Yep.
It's with coconut and salt.
Coconut and salt.
Salted coconut.
Salted coconut. Like salted almonds. Salted.
Salted.
Salted coconut.
The label, it looks like, you know, it's got like what the sea would be, just two shades of blue in it.
Yep.
It's got the anchor with in gold. It's got like the sun, which is kind of gold as well. And it's got two palm trees that are like obvious in black. So I guess they're like just silhouettes. It says something that I can't pronounce, but I think it's in Latin, and it's Latin or something like that, but it's got the word mare, so I guess that's the sea, but I don't know what the other part of it is. It's a little ribbon on the bottom there. The rest of the background is black, and that's pretty much it. This guy is 8.4%, so it's a little bit higher up there. But coconut kind of just, that's it, I'm sold right there.
Yep. The design work, guys, it's plain, it's nice.
Yeah, plain, but it gets to the point.
7.6.
8.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll go with an 8 on this guy.
I gotcha.
All right, let's...
can't go down, right?
Nope, can't go down. Gotta go higher. It's all about going higher.
That's how I get. That's how they're getting, like, you know, higher ratings from Danny over here. Rob's influencing him.
All right, color wise, it's like a dark caramel. It's not fully black. It's not fully brown. It's kind of like a mix in between.
Yeah, it's reflecting off the bottom. So I mean, yeah, you can kind of see through.
Yeah,
almost.
You can see a little bit, but yeah, it's got like a brownish black tinge.
Wow,
what's it smell like?
Smells nice.
Like what?
Like nothing.
Awesome. Okay, let me smell.
There's no chocolate in it or anything, so.
No, there's no chocolate at all.
What does it smell like, Dan? What do you smell? Malty? Like?
Yeah, kind of malty. Yeah, maybe a touch of coffee. That's about it.
Okay. Smell coffee in there. But I don't even know, Dan.
Yeah, I'm not really getting much out of it.
Yeah, cheers. Let's see what this is all about. Stormy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Get the hit of the coconut at the beginning, which is great. And then the salt hits you at the end. And it's just that, like, bitter. Bitter and sour kind of at the end. But it still goes.
It's nice, but it's smooth.
But yeah, it's still smooth, though.
So smooth. It's like an alcoholic drink, but it's not an alcoholic.
I'm enjoying this beer.
Yeah, this beer is a Kangaroo.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
At the end of the day, these guys do a really good job. They're located in Canada. Hey. Reach out to them. Go see them.
Check
them out.
Or just go on their online. Storm Stayed. STAYED. Google them. You know, check out their website. Just see what they have. I mean, they're a great brewery.
So far, so good. I mean.
And if you haven't been there and you're thinking of going, it's an awesome place. They've got... One time I was there, they had like a marketplace. So they had like a bunch of people selling like little, you know, trinkets and stuff.
Cool.
You know, they get pop-ups. For different types of food.
But they do sell food.
They're just the pop-ups. I don't think they actually sold
food. Gotcha. But they do sell the beer there.
They sell the beer there.
Fantastic. And you can drink the beer there.
Yep. And they got a cool patio as well. Yeah, so in the summer, you can go and hang out. They also do frozen beers. In the slushies. Like, yeah.
That's amazing.
And not just like sours, but like different types of beers are a thing.
The way that you're supposed to drink them. Like a slushie.
And sometimes it's not even a beer. It could be like a cocktail or something too, right? So
very nice.
Yeah, pretty neat either way.
Okay.
I'd highly recommend you check them out. But nonetheless, fantastic work. This beer, I'm going to give a 9 out of 10. Sorry, can't speak.
Yeah, this is going to be probably 8.8.
And taking another sip, now I'm smelling coconut.
8.8, guys.
8.8?
Yeah.
I think you just have to warm up a little bit, but yeah, I can smell the coconut now.
It's really good.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So, really good job. 8.8 and 9. Loving it. Yeah. So I just want to say, before we end off here, just remember to like and subscribe if you're watching on YouTube.
Please do.
Follow us if you're listening to Apple Music or Spotify.
Like usual.
Or any of the platforms that we're on.
Of course.
Give a shout out to all of you guys that are listening. We do appreciate it.
Everybody.
I do check from time to time, and I can see like different countries and different areas that people are listening, and I think that's fantastic. It's just really, really cool that...
we all love beer, guys. You all know it.
That's it.
You guys just drink it discreetly. You might not, but drink good beer.
Beer drinkers unite.
That's all. Yeah, exactly. Drinking good beers. That's the key.
That's the key. So hopefully we help you on your journey, but nonetheless, continue your journey, and we will start a new one on our next episode. So happy drinking, and enjoy the rest of your day or night, whatever time it is that you're listening to this.
Stay frosty, people. Stay frosty.